everybody. Well, another day here. In case you're wondering what day it is, this program is August 20th, 2014. So we'll do a clearing for the numbers here in case that means something to you. I see two 20s there, so here we go. Let's clear the 20s away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Oh, man. So heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, let's clear away energies that you have in your life going on. Typically, it's situations that you really don't want to have or got involved with. So, think of something like that that you're dealing with, and we'll clear that. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That was heavy. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okie doke. So let's bring up the light being on your computer screen here, or maybe on your cell phone. So here we go. Going to energize the light being. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. I kind of had a weird day today for myself. Other people kind of commented that, that I was seeing and talking to. So it's kind of like, you know, what's going on? Well, I don't know. It feels like they're putting more mind control patterns down here for confusion. You want to get on and do some of those clearings tonight, the free ones. If you do feel, say, infected by the virus here, you may want to do the satellite timeline crash, possibly, and maybe the head connectors. So, we'll see if Ann's out there. You out there, Ann?
I am, Ron. Hi, and welcome, everyone. Looking forward to the show tonight. Okay, Ron, thank you so much for that tip to run those two free healings. Does this have something to do with the removal of the matrix parts that you've been working on, do you think?
I would imagine so, yeah. They're trying to come back in again some way. Some kind of, you know, different system or different connections or something. So, anyway, that's what I would guess. It's possible that, we're having more alien battles out there. And that's also maybe could be what we're looking at, maybe by getting rid of those other particular, say, matrixes or whatever word you want to use there, master timelines. Possibly, there's more fighting going on now because they're trying to come through and do more. The energy does feel a little thick today. I don't like you're chasing your tail all the time. You can't really accomplish much. Feel kind of fuzzy, stuff between your ears there, you know. That's my experience and a few other people. So if you're feeling that way, it's just a normal alien reality day where they're trying to do more controls on us. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Well, thank you so much. If you're a new listener, Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and we have some emails and questions for Ron we're going to be going over at the beginning of the show, but then near the end we're going to go over how to use the website. So if you are new or if you have any questions about the website, it would be great for you to listen to this show tonight. Also, if you have any questions, we have a fast chat that's connected to BBS Radio and email account, which I have open right now, it's clsquestions@yahoo.com. So you could send an email into that account during the show, and I will receive that. And also, and just in general, if you ever do have a problem or question about the website, you're always welcome to send us an email about that. So, Ron, it's interesting that you were talking about numbers at the beginning of the show because we have an email about numbers. Hold on one second. I'm so sorry. I'm back. Okay. Dear Ron, I am one of your listeners who would still occasionally see number combinations, the ones that you have said are ETs checking up on us. Well, I have great news to report. I changed the clock on my computer to analog, bought an analog alarm clock, and put duct tape over the clock in my car. It is amazing how seldom I really need to look at a clock. I recommend this to other listeners to try it, and also resist looking if you get the urge. So if you're not familiar with what that listener is talking about, we sometimes see pairs of numbers. Do you want to elaborate on that a little, Ron?
Yeah, so if you're a newbie, you know, look at the clock just to, for some reason. Remember, you're not looking at it because you want to know what time it is, okay? It's a program, so they connect you with the program to, you know, robotically, I can use that term, I guess, moving your neck, maybe moving your whole body, you know, and then they move your neck and actually tilt your head, make sure your eyes are open, to validate as they're looking through your eyes that you are connected to a program. And so they go, well, we're going to check this person at 3:33 today to see if they're on our program. Well, naturally, they remote control you from the Beyondo, and you move your head, and you see 3:33, and you really don't know why you're looking at it, you know. You go, oh, it's 3:33. Okay, well, that's good to know, you know. And they go, oh, we got this one hooked up. That's great. That's confirmation. Oh, boy, you're the person doing that. Boy, you're really causing those aliens anxieties, man. Oh, man, you finally got them. So that's good.
Yeah, I think that's a terrific idea.
Anyway,
yeah.
Yeah, the New Agers talk about certain numbers. Imagine if you Googled 1111. I never have, but people seem to think that might be a good one, or any numbers that are the same. So when you do see numbers like that, 444 or 555 or just anything that you see all the time, maybe you see 1010, whatever you somehow are connected to as they gave you the program, so you're just matching programs for validation. They want to see if you're online. So if you're online, they go, oh, we got this one still. That's great. What can we do to them next? And so by not seeing that, now they got to find a whole new system to do that. Maybe they'll pick letters next. Who knows? No, so anyway, that's great. What a great solution. Just go analog, not a digital. Yeah,
I'm,
that way you're
can...
more in real time because it just went along. Step by step, and that's great. So,
right. I know.
Is probably there is truth on it as far as the aliens see things, and they may tell you how wonderful it is. And they may say, oh, man, if you're a 222 person, you're a wonderful, loving person going to ascend tomorrow. You made all your spiritual evolvements. Man, that's great. If you're 333, uh-oh, you got to do more work on yourself, you know. They put all this crap out, whatever it would be. And, you know, basically it's just controlling numbers. That's how they control you, even with your birth date. And so the whole planet is controlled by numbers. Let's go switching gears a little bit here. So, you know, after hearing some different presentations from different speakers, the 1111, like... that, I believe, is when Kennedy was assassinated. Okay, that's some key numbers. And so, you know, when that date comes, November 11th, that's something very big. And different groups of people, different maybe organizations, different races of people, all have their particular alien number sequence. So they choose certain days to have things happen. You know, the day of April 15th, 415 is a big day, going back into, you know, the past histories of things. And what I can remember, I think the Titanic sunk on April 15th, too. Can't swear to it. That's what I was told was not the Titanic. It was the sister ship that the people were on. The Titanic didn't really sink, but anyway, and the people on there were I think, planning to maybe oppose some kind of government regulation or something. You could look into it. You know, I don't get into politics or things that much. That's not what this show is about, but that's a big day. And, you know, you have to go through history. What happened on this day? So if you keep seeing numbers like that, you may turn that number, like if it's, let's just say that hypothetically it's, you're seeing 320 all the time. I mean, you don't know why you're seeing 320. Oh, well, you might just Google what happened in March 20th, okay? There might be a whole bunch of stuff happening. Maybe you're related to that. Anyway, those numbers, if you want to clear them, you can go on and do the natal chart clearing. That's on the website, and that allows you to take numbers and letters and your name and different things, taking it off you, which are all tracking devices, tracking energies, we'll say, to connect you to that. Your birth date is a big one, and everything else, time you were born, that's your astrology, you know, that's your natal chart. So just know that that's put in place to control you. That's why people can read charts and say, oh, this happened to you and so-and-so, you know, this year, and you go, yeah, that happened. Well, why did it happen? Because you're controlled. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you, and thank you so much, listener, for that suggestion. I never feel bad if I look at an analog clock, even if it has the numbers on it, because it's just different. I have one with numbers on it and one that just has lines, but I don't feel bad when I look at either one of them. And also, I know that when you see those numbers and get activated, you get activated in some way because there are New Age teachings that tell you, oh, if you see those numbers, that's wonderful. That means you're right where you're supposed to be, and everything's going well in your world. So think of yourself as really lucky if you happen to look at the clock and see those numbers. So I always know. I used to learn everything the opposite of what you teach us, Ron.
Yeah, that's blessings from the gods, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now we have some emails. Oh, I'm sorry. I want to just comment to you, Ron, that someone said that where they live, the skies are very heavy. Gray skies by me, very heavy day, just weird. Back to what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. And someone else is saying, could this be physical? They're noticing that there's a virus possibly going around, people are getting sick. Are you aware of anything like that, Ron?
Not yet, no.
Good. Well, let's hope that's not the case or it's isolated in some way. Okay, so I'm going to move on to some more emails. This listener is referring to the 8-hour healing calls that Ron does every month. There was one last Sunday and there's one this coming Sunday where we are brought to the light ship for 8 hours of physical healing. So this listener says, Dear Ron, I put knee repair at the top of my list today. They are so itchy right now that I know a change is happening, and the day is whizzing by. Blessings. So when she says top of her list, just so everyone can understand this, the light beings see us as perfect. So when you go to the light beings for physical healing, you need to tell them what's wrong, and a lot of people actually will write it down, put it on a piece of paper and maybe even pin it to their chest or just have it with them during the day. It's important to remember if you're ever on the Saturday night show where it's Saturday night on the light ship, that's why we always say be sure and request a healing because they light beings have to know. But thank you very much for that testimonial, listener, and I'm sure that it's true. Something's healing for her, right, Ron, if she's feeling it itching in her knee?
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah. There's something going on, something mending or
right.
Something. You know, the energy is changing, you know, so that would be good.
Great.
Because if you don't have a change, then it'll be the same. So that's great. So she's having a physical confirmation that something is going on. That's great.
Right. Okay, and this is an interesting question. Another longtime listener. This weekend I ran across a TV show, and I won't say the name of the person. This woman claims to see the dead and is making millions off of the emotional energies of these dead people. I just wanted to know your insight about this and how she is reaching thousands of people, telling them their loved one is happy and safe. And there's, I didn't want to just mention her name, but we know there are probably thousands of people that are doing that, right, Ron?
Yeah, what happened, they're making money that way because people want to know what they don't know. And so, you know, it's just, you know, part of what's here, you know. It's amazing what people do or want to find out about. They're all looking outside of themselves to connect to somebody who's no longer here that really is not going to help them. But, yeah, it is the emotional body. And, sure, of course I can tell the events of what happened because the emotional body is full of those events. And so, you know, it brings up the emotions where you don't want to be. It puts you back on those timelines. And so what the person's doing is actually bringing up the past and creating all these brand-new timelines that you forgot about. Now you're connected with your emotions, and the person, you know, is probably, you know, crying because, you know, they say, oh, remember when I gave you this bike, you know, and they go, oh, yeah, I remember that. It was a great bike, and you start crying, and, oh, I really want my mother back here again, you know, and all of a sudden now you're on all those timelines. So they're doing people a great disservice by doing this because, geez, now they got to clear all those timelines out, and they'll probably never clear. They don't know about timeline crashing. You're bringing yourself back into past reality, and you're even further down the rat hole than what you were when you started the whole process. So, yeah, and, you know, people are curious. Remember, curiosity killed the cat, fortunately, you know, and that's what's going on. That's real common. People like to have readings. All the expos are full of readers. And basically, they want to know about their sex life. Is their mate cheating on them? And will they get a better job and make more money? Those are the main questions that people ask during this process. They may ask about a loved one that passed on or something like that. But those are the major questions that people ask during, you know, for a reading. So, back to you.
Yeah, thank you, Ron. And they probably are on some level being truthful, right? They probably are connecting to something that's real. But what about that part that's also interesting, I think, is to then tell the people wherever they are now, they're happy. So that they're just lying about, right?
More than likely, yeah. Well, the entity is having fun because it's not tied into life here. There's no consequences.
No, okay.
They could leave when the consequence starts. Maybe they started something. Maybe they started a fight and with somebody, and all of a sudden they go, oh, I'm going to go to another person now. It's getting too heavy here. So, but yeah, they can't control you. That would be like poltergeist, you know? And if he's come in, you know, being possessed, that's the same thing.
Right.
So they are happy probably doing what they're doing. That's all they know. So, the people want to hear that too, you know, and naturally the entity will say, oh, yeah, I'm really happy, you know, and I hop on your body, you know, I want to enjoy life being here. The entities will probably never say that they're sad because, you know, their physical body died because you have no way to get back into it again. At first, it is kind of, distraught, doesn't know what happened. May be around, may feel very sad during the funeral, but then they kind of outgrow that because they have to get energy, so they'll go into people and get energies, and they may start to do things they've never done before. So for that, for the entity, you know, it's great. Now this whole place is like a big amusement park. You know, they can go, I'll hop into somebody who's going fishing if you like to fish, you know, or stargaze, or ride a bike, you know, do a lot of things. You just think if the person died and they were in a wheelchair and they couldn't walk. We'll just put it that way. Now they're looking around with people who are walking. Probably won't go into somebody in a wheelchair. They want to have more of an experience. So that's kind of the way it looks there with entities. Or maybe the person died of one cancer, so they had a second chance. chance on life, because now they're out of that body that they caused to smoke or whatever, you know, and now they can go into another one and enjoy it. So, you know, the whole thing is to get rid of the entities, because the entities can and will cause your physical problems also. That's the problem with entities. So you want to get them out of you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. I think we do. Do we have a caller on the line? Hello?
Dorothy?
Hi. Well, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Ron. I don't know if I've gotten what you were talking about or what's related. I woke up this morning. I thought I looked at food poisoning, but I thought I was just in a terrible vomiting and vertigo really, really badly. And also, on top of this attack, it felt like something was trying to knock me down in the bathroom earlier, but I can barely, I had to just sit back in bed. I can't even walk around.
Well, it's possible maybe the energy of the day is affecting you greatly. It'll probably be different tomorrow. I can already feel it changing. So
okay. Possibly
it's the energy here. Maybe they're trying to force things on timeline, bringing in a different type of timeline maybe. I just don't know yet. I'll know more in a couple of days here. What you're experiencing is probably the energy of the day. It looked like something else than what it really is. So I would just I would do the satellite clearing on the website, the free one, and the head connectors. So that helps you.
Okay. What about this attack? That entity we talked about that jumped around is still very much there. I've been timeline crashing and space.
Okay, you want to make sure that you're in the moment. So make sure that your finger exercise, you know, by doing that, that you're in the present moment. Because if you're not in the present if you're not in the present moment, the clearings cannot connect to you, okay? So you need to be empowered in the present moment to have the clearings work.
My finger is consistently in just dead center.
That's good. Okay.
I don't know. I mean, things are changing. I can see things changing. It's just getting darker and it gets finer and it, you know, the stuff's still spewing all over. Do you have a clue about, and I really had hoped, the call Sunday was wonderful. I really hoped, I had a little bit of peace. But then this stuff hit, and it's just, it got brutal. It keeps, again, it just keeps bouncing back and forth. At least I had a tiny bit of relief, but then it gets so brutal after that, it's really horrible.
Boy, I don't know what to say this second here. Maybe we can get some information from some of the people listening, what they might I do. I know you're living in a location that's pretty negative, and
right.
Possible that's the only way to get out of where you are is to move, you know? You have some people doing different than you, but...
Is there anything more you can see about the space? I did the prehistoric animals again, because that seemed to do something, but it got really bad. That and I thought it was clearing out. I've done it before. I've done everything for a long time. I now put, I asked for all energy from humans, clones, visitors, contractors, builders, you know, to be cleared. Everything except my body, spirit, and CLS energy, because this space is just, there's still stuff flying all over. Is there anything more you can see to do about that?
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe, Ron, since part of what's going on here for this listener is physical, you know, maybe you could do sort of a, you know, healing for everybody, like of one physical place, or remove entities from one part of the body or something, and then...
I've got a thumping sensation going on in my right ear that I haven't been able to get clear of.
Okay. What do you think, Ron?
I don't know if it's an implant or what, but I've got it all now. But it's the overall, the vertigo is really the worst.
Okay, Ron, are you there? Oh, we may have lost Ron.
I just got on.
Okay.
Had a lot of static on my phone line.
Oh, okay. So I'm just thinking, you know, that this particular listener is having issues, but maybe we could do a clearing, you know, for everybody. So, you know, something physical. So, you know.
Yeah, so think of an issue that you're dealing with here, and we can look at entities. So whatever you have, if you have any pain or anything going on with you, it could be an entity bringing forth more energy for that particular situation or problem. Remember, if you have pain, you know, resonating pain out there on your psychic billboard, you know, saying, I have pain in my big toe, and entities will read that and come flying to you because they can get that energy because they have a toe problem or foot problem also. So they resonate to your situation, your illness, your problem. And so all of a sudden you don't get well. And maybe you wonder why you're picking up thoughts of some thoughts you never had before. It's because they're stepping into you. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go. Okay, back to you.
Okay, are you still there, caller? Thank you so much for calling in, and we all hope you feel better soon, quickly. And
okay,
I guess.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, somebody, Okay, we have a couple of comments on the fast chat. Oh, someone said they know that reader we were referring to before. They've seen the previews of the show. And sometimes people don't ask for a reading. The psychic will go up to the person and start talking about their past loved one and how sad it is that we are deceived into thinking that is good for us. And someone is saying they're having really excellent weather, sunny skies, storm far off in the mountains where the rain is needed, having perfect summer weather for August. So that's interesting. A few years ago, normal weather pattern for this area, good air for a pleasant change. So some people are having off weather and some people are having good weather, Ron. I guess it's just a lot of changes.
Yeah, that's great. That's great.
Yeah, it's great to
hear that.
Yes. Okay, we have a very short but lovely letter. Thank you from Florida. That's all it says. So you're welcome, listener, and that was very nice. Okay, this is an interesting story, and I think this is about one of the clearings you just suggested that we do now, Ron. My washer stopped working with the spin cycle on my washer stopped working some time ago. I did the space clearing. It still wasn't working. Sunday, it came to me to do the alien-human hybrid tracking, which is one of the free clearings, the alien tracking barcode, I think it says on the list. Not necessarily thinking of the washing machine. Also got the message sometime during that day that my washer will work now. Well, I did a load the next day, and lo and behold, the spinning cycle was working again. I have two witnesses, including a repair guy, that the washer wasn't working before. So I believe that is the clearing you thought would be good for us to do now. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, uh-huh.
And then the last part of this email is, what are the human hybrids, and how does that affect me?
Oh, boy. Well, the human hybrids are aliens with humans. I guess the easiest way to say it would be like a test tube baby. So a true alien hybrid would be typically either the sperm from the male is put into the egg of an alien female upon a ship or somewhere or in the underground, either place, and then it's grown, okay? And maybe even before that process, they may do some genetic reengineering to make it look the way they want it to look, or they might mix other things with it. So that's one way. The other one is when the female is abducted here, and then the egg is taken, and then from there, maybe bunches of them, we'll say, or whatever, you may have a long history of this here, and all of a sudden, different alien males come along and create life form that's half alien, half human. So that's what happens. And also they can do something with robotics on people too and put hardware maybe inside and outside of people that you can't see, much like you see in some of the movies now, you know, where you see, well, anything that's robotic. See people making robots now that, you know, have hands and they move back and forth and everything works perfectly. So all those robotic things that you're seeing now can be installed on humans, but they could be invisible. You could have hydraulic hoses running on the outside of you and through you. You could have, you know, different types of, you know, just hydraulic cylinders, etc. Could be even electronic. Electrical stuff hooked up to you that you know nothing about. So that's quite interesting. And if you think about that, sometimes, you know, if you have an itch, right, on the side of your head or something, you notice how fast, you know, when the itch occurs, how fast your hand moves to that location to scratch it. Well, is that really your body doing it, or is that a robotic program? Maybe they have a button there that they want your hand to push, activate something else, and so that button is now where you're scratching. Okay, and so they activate you robotically instantly to move your hand to touch that location, and then, now that does something else. So just think about that, because everything is so automatic with the body. That could be robotics coming into place. So anyway, just to stretch your mind a little bit here of what can happen. Some days you could wake up and your feet might feel different. Maybe you're out doing something and you know, you do this, whatever you're doing, perfectly. You go, well, I never did that before. Normally I'm a klutz at what I'm doing, you know. You're doing this particular task perfectly. Well, that's programmed. They're probably taking the physical part of you offline, and they're using the robotic part of you to do this. You go, wow, I did that. I didn't know I did that. And you have no memory of it. There it is. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And stop any confusion, on the list of free healings, it says alien tracking barcode removal. And then when you open it up, it then says alien human hybrid tracking barcode removal. So I just didn't want people to be confused looking for that. In a little while, we'll start going over the how to use the website.
Yeah, and none of that stuff is good if you start noticing what's happening to you, because you're out of control. Oh, there's something controlling you. That's the whole thing. So you want to be you and not something else. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. So we have some more, a couple more emails. Another testimonial. This is for the self-sabotage clearing testimonial, which I think everyone who's doing is really getting a lot out of. So thank you again for that, Ron. Tonight when I went to pay for my groceries, I discovered that my credit card was missing. All the other cards and everything else was in my wallet except for this. I started thinking back through the past couple of days to find where I could possibly have lost it. How could I have misplaced it, etc.? perfect self-sabotage. So as soon as I got into my car, I put on the self-sabotage clearing. Excuse me. And, for losing or misplacing my credit card. Then while driving home, I repeatedly commanded to only be on the CLS Now timeline of light with my credit card. After doing this a few times, not only was I certain that it had been abducted, not that I lost it anywhere, I could also pinpoint where and when it had happened. Once I got home, for no logical reason, I marched over to my husband's wallet, opened it, and pulled out my credit card. I did not put my credit card in there. I had no reason to put my credit card in there, and yet, there it was. It is very clear to me that running the self-sabotage clearing in conjunction with commanding the timeline I chose to be on gave me the intuition to find, or should I say retrieve, my credit card. Thanks for these tools to reclaim my missing pieces.
So it sounds like they probably used maybe a smartphone to get onto the website to do the clearing. That sound pretty much correct?
Probably, right, because they did it right away in the car, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you very much, listener. That's a really great testimonial. Now, did I hear a beep, Ron? Did you hear something?
I never heard one. So.
Okay. I guess we don't have somebody on the air then. It may have been my phone. Okay. And we just got an email in from someone. Today, I also felt a dragging down energy. I felt off and then did the alien mind fog clearing, and it seemed to lift enough where I could do some work on my computer. So that's another good one, Ron, the free alien mind fog clearing, right?
Yep, those are all really good ones. If you haven't done them, I would say maybe, you know, if you don't have much time, just do one a day. And
okay.
Kind of take notes on how you feel afterwards. And the timeline crashes could take maybe an hour or two to complete because you don't know where you are in that timeline. So wait an hour, maybe, and just see how the energy around you or the energy in you or even how your body feels. Maybe you had some pins or pokes or aches and pains, and it went away. So you just take a little note of what happened. Because remember, the aliens will take away that memory, typically, of you doing the clearing because they don't want you to ever go back in there again and do it. So, you know, take notes on your stuff so you can say, yeah, this helped me, you know. Because they're going to probably keep you far away from the website and distract you. So you want to definitely remember, go back and see what, you know, you wrote, put notes on for yourself as to what you have done in the past that helped you. Because they may want to give you the mind fog. And that's what we're talking about, you know. Numb you out so that you feel like you're worthless and disempowered. So you don't want to give them all your power. You want to become powerful yourself and get rid of their energies that are programming you. Back to you, Ann.
And if you ever think, oh, I don't need to do healings today, or I don't, that's definitely coming from an outside prompt, you know, or some kind of mind control. So just keep at it. don't let that convince you. So on the last radio show, Ron, you talked a lot about clones. So this listener goes on to say, Ron mentioned how the clones are looking for thrills, and I was near an amusement park while listening to Monday Night Show, and there was a bungee cord ride, and I said to myself, wow, look at all these clones lining up for that ride. Funny, but sad, too. There's also a new... Sorry, one of my healings ended. There's also a huge line for the new 100-foot drop roller coaster at Coney Island. And people say blondes have more fun, but it sounds like the entities are having all the fun. But these entities should not be here in the first place. They do more harm than good. I'm running two space clearings for multidimensional energies, one for off-planet and one for on-planet. Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
There's a beep. We got a beep.
Okay, that good. We both heard. Hello, is someone on the line there?
Yes, hi, Ron. Hi, Ann. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about something I wanted to comment about that. It seems that people are confused about the difference between clones and the human spirit. And if you take the TV programs, they could be programmed about people being human on TV when they're clone spirits. As an example, The Wizard of Oz, somebody just saw that new recent movie that's out, the new remake of it, and it's that there are three clone spirits with Dorothy, and they want to become a human spirit, but they're a little confused about their agenda, but that's what they want. So in the end, they become a human spirit, but they do it by wishful thinking, but they don't do it by doing the clearings and releasing the clone spirit so they can have a human spirit back again. So all this stuff on the TV is just wishful thinking that are on a psychology talk show, if they clear the problem and understand it, they'll get their human spirit back again from being lost, and they don't do the clearings, but it's all wishful thinking. It never really works, and that's just a comment I wanted to make. That's all that I would have.
That's great, yeah. So, yep, you know, and remember, you don't know where you are till you do a clearing. That's the whole thing that people don't understand. You don't know how many thoughts you've had, you know, in the last couple of days, you know, and how they're controlling you, your thoughts and the aliens. So you don't know where you are till you get a clearing to get yourself freed up. That's the whole thing. Remember, you're still a slave to them, and until you can get in the moment and get rid of this baggage that you have, it's very difficult to know who and what you are, because you know, you think that you're real, and you may not be, because you have so many cloned energies and aliens attached to you that you're dealing with their controlling mediums, and you're walking, you know, and living their life the way they want you to do that. So once you get into the moment and you release this baggage of stuff, then you feel better. I'll do a clearing right now. Just did this a few weeks ago. It's the black goo clearing. So we're going to get rid of the black goo that's on you. Now, the black goo is, in a sense, I may not be 100% correct here, but we'll just say the black goo is petroleum-based energy. So what does that mean to you? Okay, let's stretch this out a little bit. So whatever was in the earth that created this here, that's a living organism. So you think of all little molecules as being living. Then they go through refineries, okay? So at that point, it was called the black goo. So now they go through the refineries and alter and, in a sense, deform, kill these little spirits that were there. And now it goes into your gas tank. So what do you have in your gas tank? You probably have a bunch of dead carcasses in the name of gasoline. And that's going into the air. So you're actually breathing the stuff that came from that gasoline. Just kind of follow me here. And you're ingesting dead carcasses from a life form. So that may sound a little weird to you, but let's release that energy right now. I'll do that for what's in the air this in the next, you know, maybe the last half a minute. So here we go. And getting those dead carcasses out of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see if you feel a little different right now. Now we'll do that black goo clearing. And here we go. And that could also look like in some of the movies that you may have seen. They had something, I don't know what movie it was, but quite a while ago they had this fog coming in to these different towns, and it kind of like, ate people up, you know, et cetera. A lot of these were like on some coast or something, you know, near the ocean. This fog would come in and devour people. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I think that movie, I guess, of Stephen King, Langoliers, that sort of showed that at the end. That's another, like, time travel movie that was out. And they see this, you know, kind of like a storm coming that way, and they had to get out because it wasn't very good. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you. Larry, are you still there?
Yes, thank you.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling in, Larry. And, yes, thank you, Ron, for those healings. That felt really good. And I think we all know what gasoline is, but I really hadn't thought about that in a long time, Ron, and that clearing felt very good. So thank you. So if it's all right with you, Ron, we'll move on to talking about the website, because we get a lot of questions about the website and how to do healings and what to do first. And it is complicated because Ron set up this website, was it 2005, Ron?
Yeah, between that and maybe a few years after that, when it you know, got kind of reformed and redone. Yeah, so it's
right.
You know, there's a lot on there that you know, and it may look very complicated to the first time person. It could be actually overwhelming because it's not really going to spoon feed you. It's going to give you the information and what's needed. So it's like kind of like the old movie Sergeant Friday. Ma'am, I only want to know the facts, just the facts, you know. So that's kind of what it is. You know what, you know, you look and see what you want, you get it, and there's information on there. But for some people, they may not understand it. So that's why we're going to talk about it a little bit. Have to do it on another show because we have quite a few emails, but we could cover some of that. That'd be great, Ann.
Yeah, we'll get started with some of the basics, I thought. We did get some wonderful emails from listeners describing, you know, what they would recommend people do based on their experiences, too. But I thought I'd start out with just being really nuts and bolts about it. So the first thing I would say is that the website is creationlightship.com, and those words are all spelled out. And when you first go on there at the top, you will see a list of the current healings that are going on. Ron does a lot of live healing shows, and they're calls, but it's different than this. These radio show calls are more informational. The live healing calls are actual trips to the lightship where you experience physical healings. So the information about those are the first thing you see on the very top of the website. And as you move down in the center, you can click on 5-day sample healings and also some recordings Ron has made of some important things and some healings that you can listen to. One listener did say, "There's just click on everything and read everything." Well, that's true. We hope that eventually you will click on everything and read everything. But in the beginning, if you just start with those samples, that'll be very helpful. And then a lot of people like to start with the free healings, and you can find those to the left side of the website on a list. And the Be Here Now is wonderful and important. Ron recommends the 2,000-year darkness barcode is a really good one to start with if you haven't done any healings yet. But actually, they're all wonderful. Ron recommended two of them on the show tonight. There's quite a long list there. So that's something you can take your time with and look at. It says free healings, and it's, there's a little arrow in a drop-down box. But I want to get into specifically how to purchase a healing. Ron recommends that everyone get an emotional body clearing. And when you're ready to do that, what you want to do is on the website to the left, you will see a green key that says Healing Login. And you click on that. I'm sorry, you don't click on that. First, you look up the healing that you want. I'm sorry, that's just after you have your codes. For instance, if you're going to do the emotional body healing, you type it in to the little white box that's on the top left of the website, and then click Go. And when you get there, there's a description of the emotional body healing. You enter the age you are, and the website does the math for you. The healing costs $5 for every year you're alive. So, and just put it in there, you're 40, you're 45, or whatever it is. It isn't meant to be a healing for 1 year for $5. You do your whole life clearing. And once you've done your whole life clearing, and it feels fabulous, you'll really want to do that. For another $50, you can have that done for your whole life. So you can run the emotional body clearing more often, and you can also enter incidents in your life as they come up that you might want to do. So you might want to only buy it one time at first, but then you're always free to go back in there and pay the $50 so you can do that for your whole life. And then in order to pay for the healing, you scroll down to the PayPal button. And a lot of people get confused by that. You don't actually have to have PayPal. You can still pay by credit or debit card when you click that button. And they will, of course, constantly ask you if you want a PayPal account, but you don't have to get one. You just go in there and fill in your information and pay for the healing that way. And again, at the bottom left, if you don't want to do that, you are still free to send Ron a check or a money order as long as it comes in U.S. dollars. You can find that on the bottom left of the website. It says Contact. And just click on that, and that gives you Ron's address. I'm sure some people still send you checks, right, Ron?
Very seldom. Almost everybody uses PayPal.
Yeah, I think most people do.
I'd say 99.9% of the people are using PayPal, or they're using the credit card service from PayPal. So that's all devised by PayPal, because on PayPal you can use their service to connect to a credit card of their choice.
They're
not set up for PayPal. But, yeah, 99.9% of the time.
Okay.
So
okay.
Very seldom ever get checks now.
Okay. And then once you've completed your purchase through, whether it's PayPal or you put in your credit card, either way, you're still going to get an email from PayPal, and you're going to get an email from Creation Lightship. It's a good idea to save, especially the one from Creation Lightship, because it will have a username and password on it. Now, the website should take you right from your payment to the clearing, say the emotional body clearing, because that's what we're talking about, and the username and password should be filled in. But I know that on my computer doesn't do that. It doesn't bring me to the correct username and password. So it's very important to have that email, and on that we'll have the username and password, and you can cut and paste it into the spaces that you need to go to. So if it hasn't automatically taken you to the healing you want to run, you go to that green key on the left that says Healing Login and click on that, and it will bring up a page that asks you for a username and password. And that's where you fill those in. And there are some healings. The timeline crashes now come this way. The body jumpstart, I know, the prosperity bundle are a little different. You get a username and password, and then a box comes up, because within those you're getting more than one healing. So you have to do a little cutting and pasting into the username and password. So you get that box up with your usernames and passwords. You go to the green key again and put in a new username and password for which section of the healing you want to do. So, and I copied this from one of the listeners' emails because she said it so well. After you have run some clearings, you'll be more able to sense slash know what other clearings you need to run for yourself. So I thought that was very smart and intuitive of that listener to say. Thank you very much. And that's true. The more clearings you run, the clearer you'll get, and then you'll know what else you need to clear off of yourself. And Ron always says, and it, of course it's true, I think there are over 500 healings now. No one person needs all of them by a long shot. So Ron suggests, of course, to start with the emotional body clearing and do the free healings, and then it will become clearer to you what you should do next after that. And
well, you had a recommended healing list, too, if you're just kind of,
right.
just, you know, you can go there, and those are ones that recommend doing, and most people have actually told me this is what they have done, you know, after the emotional clearing, so that's why we put it up that way.
Right, and on the right side of the website is the link to take you to BBS Radio, and so you can listen to these shows because Ron has been doing them for many years, and you can just go backwards and listen to all of the archives. And he has taught a lot of how to do the different healings and just given lots of advice and help along the way. So that's really a beneficial thing to do. Everybody who listens to a lot of these shows really, really appreciates them. Okay, so I have a couple of emails, too, that I want to refer to because people were so helpful.
We're getting close to the edge here.
Okay. Well, that's all right, because that was kind of the mechanics of using the website. And then we could go into, you know, maybe on Friday or Saturday, some of the other advice that we've gotten from listeners, which is really excellent and interesting advice. But I hope that that part is at least somewhat helpful as far as the mechanics of using the website go.
Okay, everybody. So hopefully you understand that. If not, send an email if you have any questions or concerns. You know, we'll be happy to address those on air to help other people also. So here we go, everybody. Let's do the mind to heart drop, get you in the present moment. And here we go. Take in the thoughts in your head, the monkey mind, the chatter, what you have, which takes you away from peace and activates your DNA, puts you on timelines. You know, it's not good. And drop you into your heart so you can become peaceful. Here we go. So dropping down with those thoughts, commanding your spirit. I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to get you there. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, callers. I guess I think only Larry called, so but thank you, and thank you, Ann. We'll see you on Friday, BBS, and tomorrow is our phone replica call, getting those phone replicas of you off that's causing your problems. It starts at 5:30 Pacific. Blessings. See you later.